Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 6. When Mercedes parked her car below Charlie's apartment on Telegraph Hill, she looked up and saw that the windows were lit up. He had told her that he didn't know exactly when he would be home from the conference, but he had obviously been done early. She pushed the buzzer, but the door didn't open straight away. She looked through the frosted glass, puzzled, and a few moments later saw a person descending the stairs. Charlie opened the door, his face lit up in a smile that was halfway between happy and secretive.
"Hey, you're home early."
She smiled at him, and he pulled her into his arms, giving her a deep, long kiss. She giggled.
"Wow, you really miss me, huh? Or is it just that you hate Oakland that much?"
Charlie's eyes sparkled. "I did, and I do, actually. But that's not half of why I'm excited. Come on up." Mercedes followed him up the stairs to his apartment and had enough time to put down her purse before she saw the bottle of wine, two glasses, and lit candles on the dining room table. Charlie pulled out one of the chairs for her while she took off her coat. "I've got some news, and I wanted to talk to you about it," Charlie said. "Come, sit down." She moved to the table and sat down while Charlie poured her a glass. It was red wine, and judging from the gold stamps on the bottle, it wasn't a cheap one. Mercedes didn't drink wine very often and enjoyed it when she got the chance. She lifted her glass while Charlie poured a glass for himself and sat down across from her. "I got this bottle as a company Christmas present a few years ago," he said, gesturing to it. "I've been kind of saving it for something special. And even though I don't know for sure if this is special or not, I thought it merited dipping into my stash of the good stuff." Mercedes leaned forward, touching her glass against his very lightly.
"Cheers, then. Tell me, then. It's obvious you're about to burst."
They both took a sip of the wine before Charlie cleared his throat and looked her in the eyes. "Okay, here goes. So, I was at the conference, and I ended up chatting with my counterpart from New York City."
"You mean the head of security?"
"Exactly. He's an interesting guy. He's been in the game for many years, and he's finally retiring in about 6 months. It's been held off for a long time, but now he's doing it. He's bought a house in Connecticut, and he'll spend his sunshine years in some little Stepford-style town playing golf."
"Doesn't sound that interesting," Mercedes said with a smirk.
"No, but like I said, he's actually been holding off on retirement for a while. He told me they were looking for a replacement for his job, but had apparently not had any luck finding a qualified candidate in New York."
"They must be exceptionally picky. I know your job isn't easy, honey, but I mean, there's a lot of people in New York."
"There is. But later on, I was pulled aside by the regional manager for the East Coast. Turns out, the reason they haven't found one in New York is because they're not looking there. They're looking here."
"Here? The West Coast?"
"Here in San Francisco." Charlie looked like his smile was about to make his face split in two. "Mercedes, they want me.
They offered me the position as head of security in the New York flagship store. It would mean a huge raise, company car, all sorts of benefits, plus the flagship store. I mean, think of how great that would be.
Mercedes felt the wine in her mouth become sour, and she swallowed it quickly.
They want you to move to New York?
Well, yeah, that would be the general idea. I'd have a hell of a commute from here.
It's perfect, too. My mom lives in Boston, so it would be a lot faster to go see her.
But what about me?
She asked, feeling an uncomfortable knot in her stomach.
What about us?
Charlie looked at her, surprised.
Well, I sort of hoped I could convince you to come with me. I mean, we've got something amazing together, and I would hope we could make a go of it in Manhattan.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Mercedes shook her head.
I couldn't just leave. I mean, my whole life's here. Your mom might be in Boston, but all of my friends are here. My job's here. My family, even though I don't really see much of them, that's true, are in California as well. It would mean changing my whole existence.
Charlie's joy tapered off somewhat. He reached a hand out and took hers.
I know. And I mean, I wouldn't ask you to do this without thinking about it. This is an incredible opportunity for me, Mercedes. It's literally a step to the very top of my business. But I don't want to lose what we've got here either.
Neither do I.
Mercedes had a moment's mental flashback to standing in the snow on Christmas Eve, Charlie's arms around her, the cold air against her skin, and the warmth of his hands in hers. There had been snowflakes in his eyebrows, she remembered. While she was lost in the memory for a second, Charlie went on speaking.
Don't you think, I mean, there's probably supernatural stuff happening in New York as well. Or, I mean, this is just a wild suggestion, but maybe you could do something else for a while. Something that doesn't involve killer spirits.
Mercedes gritted her teeth, and the romantic feeling the flashback had given her vanished like smoke.
That's unfair. You know we do good work, important work, helping people in trouble. Just tonight, we've helped a young guy who's bonded with a Native American totem spirit.
Charlie blinked but tried to stay on track.
I know it's important, and all that sort of...
Plus, Anderson Kramer and the Zodiac spirit were trying to kill us. Wouldn't you prefer being prepared for that sort of thing and having people who can help you watch your back?
But if you didn't work with Jim, chances are you wouldn't be in the crosshairs of that sort of creature. If we went somewhere else, maybe we...
Mercedes cut him off.
You know what, Charlie? You came to us to get help with the supernatural when it was ripping you off. Weird stuff can happen to you wherever you are, whoever you are. I'm doing something good here, something worth doing. I don't want to just quit doing that.
Charlie took a sip of wine and looked like he didn't enjoy the taste at all. He put the glass down.
So, what are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying.
She wiped at her eyes, annoyed that she could feel tears beginning to form there.
I don't want to go to New York, but I don't want to lose you. Not in a million years. I know that sounds selfish, but...
Yeah, it kind of does.
Charlie's face darkened a little.
Yes, I came to you to get help, and I fell in love with you. But I'm not part of your world, and I don't know if I could be. I like my world to be safe, dependable, and quantifiable. I like to know that when I turn off the lights, the boogeyman isn't going to crawl out from under the bed and bite my ankles. Mercedes got up from the table and grabbed her purse. She looked at Charlie and now felt the tears beginning to flow freely down her cheeks.
Well, in that case, maybe you should go to New York. Move into some big apartment in Manhattan and play golf with your predecessor every Sunday. I'm sure there will be some nice Upper East Side socialite who won't at all be into helping people in trouble.
She paused.
I can't believe you would take a job like that without asking me first.
She turned on her heels and went out the front door without another word. She didn't slam it behind her, but the stairs were a blur as she ran down them, got into her car, and sped off down the hill. In the living room in the apartment, Charlie looked at the closed front door.
I didn't take it yet,
he said, almost to himself.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.